technologies, astronomical discoveries, sciences, and beliefs. But one artifact of Maya culture has remained unapproached by university scholars, the Maya calendar end date in 2012. Perhaps the most enduring mystery of the Maya involves the end date of the long count calendar, due to occur on December 21st of the year 2012. This date pinpoints when the current world age of 13 baktuns, a period of 5,125 years, is set to end. In the Maya creation mythology, the Popol Vuh, we learn that humanity has passed through four previous eras, and at the end of each, humanity must transform itself into something completely new in order to survive. Since the mid-1980s, I have been investigating Maya science and religion, traveling to Mayan temples, living and working with the Mayan people, and pursuing a course of self-study, trying to answer the unresolved enigmas of Maya civilization. In the course of writing over a dozen books, I identified several keys to understanding the Maya calendar and its 2012 cycle ending date. One of those keys is the site that invented the 2012 calendar, a place called Izapa. At the early Maya site of Izapa, roughly 2100 years ago, ingenious shaman astronomers discovered a slow celestial cycle that changes the Earth's relationship to the heavens over many thousands of years. This slow cosmic shifting is called the precession of the equinoxes, a phenomenon caused by the slow wobbling of the Earth on its axis. The Earth wobble effectively changes our orientation to the larger galactic picture, and one wobble, or precessional cycle, is completed in 26,000 years. The Maya believed, as many ancient cultures did, that this 26,000-year period represents a cycle of spiritual unfolding for humanity. It is, in a sense, a process of human spiritual gestation. The early Maya stargazers also believed that certain types of alignments in this cycle of precession stimulate consciousness evolution on Earth. As a result of the precession of the equinoxes, in the years around 2012, the Earth will be lining up through the Sun with our Milky Way galaxy, specifically that part of the Milky Way that houses the galactic center between Sagittarius and Scorpio. In other words, precession has been causing the celestial position of the December solstice sun to slowly approach the center of our galaxy over thousands of years, and the two will be aligned in the years around 2012. The December solstice sun, or the cosmic solar father, and the galactic center, the heart of the cosmic mother, will be united. This may seem shocking, even unbelievable, yet this alignment, what we can call the galactic alignment, is an astronomical fact. Could it be that the ancient Maya calendar priests and astronomers who devised the amazing long count calendar were tracking precession? How were they able to locate the galactic center? Who exactly invented the long count, and when? These questions became the guiding principles of my research into the Maya mysteries. When I understood the true intention behind the 2012 end date, the galactic alignment of 2012, I was able to reconstruct a lost galactic cosmology which exceeds anything yet encountered by Western science and philosophy. What we find is a brilliant expression of perennial wisdom, of the spiritual truths shared by all of the world's great religions. The Maya believed that the world will be reborn in the early 21st century. Let's look more deeply into Maya spirituality and metaphysical teachings, and grapple with difficult but very human questions, and learn from a legacy of cosmic wisdom that has something very important to say about our immediate future. Civilization in ancient Mexico goes back many thousands of years. People were in Mexico at least 10,000 years ago. We know that some fairly astounding things were going on in Mexico because of the domestication of corn. The early people of Mesoamerica...